Every last Sunday and Monday of the month, it's North Sea Goes the X, presented by Albert J. Behrens.
Based in Zurich, Switzerland, and broadcasting 24 hours a day from the MV Mebo 2 on the high seas, 3.5 miles of the Scheveningen Dutch coast, this is the Sound of Europe, the voice of the world, Radio North Sea International on 220 meters, 1367 kilocycles in the medium wave band, in VHFM, channel 44, 100 megacycles, and in shortwave on 6.2 megacycles in the 49 meter European band, and to the world on 9.94 megacycles in the 31-meter band. Good evening or good night, wherever you may be listening in the worldwide Radio North Sea listening land. Yes, for the first time in RNI's history, Radio North Sea International really goes DX. A special program for our faithful listeners, DXers and SWLers. This program is produced and presented by yours truly, A.J. Behrens. Mongolia's radio Ulaanbaatar has been noted daily with broadcasts in English from 1220 hours GMT to 1250 hours GMT on 7.54 megacycles and 9.54 megacycles in the 41 and 31 meter bands. GMT 2000 hours Central European Time, we noted WIMB, Pennsylvania, United States of America, on 17.72 megacycles in the 16 meter band. Many of you probably remember the one-time Swedish offshore radio Syd, spells S-Y-D. The station is now back on the air from Bathurst, Gambia in Africa, in the medium wave band on 908 kilocycles from 0600 hours until 0200 hours GMT. This station, as some of you might recollect, is owned by Mrs. Britt Wadner, the Queen of Radio Pirates. Now a bit of news from Radio RSA Johannesburg, South Africa. Like last year, Radio RSA is holding a worldwide DX contest. For those interested, the contest starts on November the 7th, 1970. While we are in Johannesburg, we may add this. From September the 6th, 1970, the daily Dutch programs of Radio RSA are being broadcast from 1700 hours GMT to 1750 hours GMT, on 21.48 megacycles in the 13 meter band and on 15175 megacycles in the 19 meter band. A quick translation for our Dutch shortwave enthusiasts. Radio RSA, de stem van Zuid-Afrika, kan dagelijks in het Nederlands beluisterd worden van 18 uur Nederlandse tijd tot 18 uur 50 Nederlandse tijd op frequenties 21.480 kilocycles en 15.175 kilocycles, respectievelijk in de 13 en 19 meter banden. We know that Radio North Sea International's 31-meter band outlet can be received quite well in New Zealand, but have you ever tried to pick up Radio New Zealand? Now you can. Try to tune in between 0430 hours GMT and 0600 hours GMT on 15.28 megacycles in the 19-meter band. Reception is bound to be rather poor, since the power of this outlet is less than 10 kilowatts. I am sure that some of you have seen the film Le Chemin de Kathmandu. Well, now you can try to tune in to Radio Nepal from Kathmandu in English at 1500 hours GMT on 7.12 megacycles in the 41 meter band. Radio Ceylon is on the air with test transmissions to Europe on 17.745 kilocycles at 1800 hours GMT. The English service of Radio Pakistan at Karachi can be tuned into at 1945 hours GMT on 9.46 megacycles in the 31 meter band. Radio El Condor, Bolivia, has been noted with good results on 6.07 megacycles at 0300 hours GMT. For QSL enthusiasts, Radio Japan sends out two special QSL cards during Expo 70 at Osaka. The Voice of Nigeria at Lagos has been heard between 1900 hours and 1930 hours GMT on 15.365 megacycles in the 19 meter band. Of Vietnam, broadcasting from Hanoi, North Vietnam, has a transmission in English from 2000 hours GMT to 2030 hours GMT on 15.02 megacycles in the 19 meter band. Radio Pyongyang from North Korea can, with a bit of luck, be tuned into between 1900 hours and 2000 hours GMT on 6.54 megacycles with an English language program. This program is followed by a Korean transmission at 2000 hours GMT. The Voice of Turkey was logged loud and clear in Western Europe on 15.16 megacycles with a German program from 2100 hours GMT to 2130 hours GMT, and with a French program from 2130 hours GMT to 2200 hours GMT. Radio Kuwait is broadcasting a pop service on 17.75 megacycles at 0500 hours GMT. The program is presented in English. One of the aspects of DXing, which is now becoming more and more popular, is point-to-point DXing. What now is this PTP? Point-to-point DXing is the reception logging by an SWLer of a transmission or a contact between two fixed points, or between a fixed point and a mobile point. This mobile point can be an airplane, a ship, a submarine, a car, or even a spacecraft. Long-distance telephone calls are made possible by such PTP stations. The power used by these stations usually is not very large, and nevertheless they are being picked up with good signal strength in many cases. This mainly because PTP transmissions are nearly always beamed from one point to another. To get a report verified of a PTP broadcast is not always easy, since these stations are not very much interested in receiving a report from DXers all over the world. The only reports they are in fact interested in are those from the stations they are having regular contacts with. Therefore, when you report to any of these stations, be sure to include one or two international reply coupons, and if you can, write a personal letter. That will help too. Even then, it might happen that you get a reply merely stating that they regret to be unable to verify your report since the transmission was strictly private and confidential. Anyhow, I wish you good PTP hunting. Radio Australia's daily English program to the United Kingdom and Western Europe. From 06:45 hours GMT to 07:45 hours GMT is being broadcast on a new frequency of 9.73 megacycles in the 31 meter band. This frequency is replacing 9.56 megacycles, which has been subject to adjacent channel interference by the BBC. The parallel outlet in the 25 meter band remains on 11.71 megacycles. And with this last bit of DX news, we have come to the end of the first North Sea Goes DX program. But before going, I would like to say the following. We at Radio North Sea International, and I for one, would enormously appreciate your comments on this program and on the reception of our transmissions in your part of the world. Please drop a line to North Sea Goes DX, Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 113, that is 8047 Zurich, in Switzerland. Until the next North Sea Goes DX program, this is yours truly, A.J. Behrens, thanking you for tuning in, thanking Isaac de Kramer for his technical assistance, and wishing the world good and happy listening. Cheerio!